How Bengaluru-based Pantheon rewrote data security playbook. Fixed deposits are coming to Zerodha soon. Lenskart's grey market premium declines ahead of its IPO. Boat's parent gets SEBI nod for a 1,500 crore IPO.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday to Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. All right, listeners, our first story is about a Bengaluru startup that's quietly changing the way the world thinks about data security. So meet Pantheon Technologies, a Bengaluru-based deep tech startup that's just rewritten the rules of data security. So their origin story actually begins with one of India's most tense moments. The Pathankot Air Force Base attack in 2016. So when India's security systems came under siege, it wasn't just about defending the perimeter, it was also about defending the data. Even though surveillance cameras, motion detectors and infrared sensors were in place, the data network itself was lagging, inconsistent and vulnerable to cyber tampering. That's when Pantheon entered the picture. The company's encryption tech stopped denial of service attacks in their tracks, and here's the real breakthrough. So traditional encryption systems which are in place rely on handshake, two parties exchanging a secret key before communication begins. So hackers love that tiny window. So Pantheon's system eliminates the handshake entirely, which is huge. Its AI-powered encryption generates keys simultaneously at both ends. So no key exchange, no exposure, no weak link. Now the result is data that's both unhackable and lightning fast. It's already being deployed in rail signaling, defense surveillance, and telecom infra. And this isn't some stealth lab project. Pantheon, founded in 2019 by ex-Intel veteran Srinivas Shekhar and Taiwanese co-founder Tiffany Chan, now counts Deutsche Bank, Indian Railways, Vodafone Idea, and even Intel among its clients. So Pantheon has 3 patents to its name so far and is now working on 100 Gbps encryption speeds for the next-gen telecom. So to top it off, they are also open-sourcing part of their tech under a platform called Pepper, inviting engineers worldwide to build on it. So if you found this story interesting, just a heads up that this is the first story in our Deep Tech Digest series. So you will hear more such in the coming weeks. All right, now to a move that may surprise India's high-risk traders, Zerodha is going conservative. Yes, the brokerage, best known for its army of derivative traders, is now bringing fixed deposits, one of India's safest investment options, to its platform. So here's how it will work. Zerodha operates 2 main apps, which are Kite for active traders and Coin for passive investors who prefer SIPs, mutual funds, or NPS. So Coin, by the way, manages over 1.6 crore rupees in assets. So soon you'll be able to open FDs directly on Coin through a fully digital process. And just to connect the dots, Rainmatter Capital, Zerodha's investment arm, is also investing in Blostem, which is the fintech startup that Zerodha has partnered with for these FD openings. Now the rollout will begin with small finance banks. And now this new FD product isn't Zerodha's only expansion play. Remember, yesterday we spoke about the company's plans to enable US stock investments, a clear move to diversify beyond its core trading business. Now, all of this comes at a tricky time for brokers in general. Zerodha's revenue and net profits dipped for the first time in over a decade thanks to tighter regulations around derivative trading and fewer active investors. So this play is going to be very interesting to look ahead. All right, now let's talk IPOs and one of India's most awaited listings, Lenskart. So the company's anchor book opens on October 30, which is tomorrow, and the IPO goes public from October 31st to November 4th. But just as investors were gearing up, something interesting happened. Lenskart's grey market premium dropped. So for those new to the term, the grey market is an unofficial market where company shares trade before they are officially listed on the stock exchanges. Now, Lenskart was commanding a hefty Nifty 27% premium earlier this week, but that's now slipped to around 17.4% or about rupees 70 per share. Now, the price band has been set between 382 to 402 rupees per share. At the upper end, that gives Lenskart a valuation of roughly 69,700 crore rupees or about $7.9 billion. Now, analysts at SBI Securities say the valuation looks a bit stretched. Some investors online even compared the price-to-earnings ratio unfavorably with peers, but the management brushed that off, saying our job is to create value for the customer. Now, interestingly, while SBI Securities sounded cautious, SBI Mutual Fund saw enough promise to go big, investing around 100 crore rupees in Lenskart ahead of the IPO. Filings also show that co-founder Neha Bansal, who is also CEO Piyush Bansal's sister, sold a small portion of her shares to the fund. So this is going to be a very interesting IPO to watch out for. And finally, another homegrown consumer tech giant is sailing towards Dalal Street. Imagine Marketing, the parent company of India's wearables brand Boat, has received SEBI's approval for a 1,500 crore rupees IPO. Here's how the offering breaks down: a fresh issue of around 500 crore rupees and an offer for sale of 1,000 crore rupees by existing investors. Among those selling shares include co-founders Aman Gupta and Samir Mehta, early backers like Fireside Ventures, Qualcomm Ventures, and promoter investor Southlake Investment Limited is also among those selling shares. According to the updated prospectus, proceeds from the IPO will go towards funding working capital. That's about 225 crores and boosting brand and marketing spends by another 150 crore rupees. And the rest will, of course, go towards general corporate purposes. So just to give you all a little bit of background, Boat's parent is backed by Warburg Pincus, and this IPO comes after the company shelved its earlier listing plans in 2022, citing market volatility at the time. So now it's SEBI's Nod and India's markets at record highs. Let's see if the timing might just be right. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.